Legal notices have been issued to 13 operators of so-called dodgy boxes. The illegal TV streaming services have been told to stop their activities or risk criminal prosecution. The 13 notices were served across counties Dublin, Cork, Donegal, Offaly, Limerick, Louth, Clare, Westmeath and Laois. Kieran Sharp represents the Federation Against Copyright Theft, the group that issued the notices. I asked him what would happen if the operators didn't comply.
What happens then is that we conduct further investigations into their activities, and then we'd be looking to see whether those investigations could be taken forward by law enforcement for further action, which is something, of course, as a private organisation, we'd not be able to do.
And as far as you're aware then, are many providers of these so-called dodgy boxes, are many of them brought before the courts?
No, not so many, actually. I know that you're probably aware of a couple recently. One in Northern Ireland, one in the Republic, where people got terms of imprisonment because of their activities. So clearly, it's only those most egregious offenders that we would seek that kind of outcome, really. So there's not so many of them. And unfortunately, the majority of the people we do approach, they do comply with the instructions.
So how many of these illegal services have been shut down over the past couple of years, do you know?
Across the Republic, it was in excess of 50 or so, and we've had good success in closing them down because basically they're ripping off content of Sky and others, and then they're selling it to people, therefore also ripping it off. And it's important that these operations are shut down at an early stage.
Do you have a problem, though, in that many people, and I'm talking about consumers here, don't really see this as a crime?
That's been said many times, Rachel. I don't really get it myself. I think that's just an excuse. It's what people say. There's been pay TV now for 25 years or more. People know that they have to pay for it. And if they're not paying for it, they're giving the money to somebody else. It clearly must be a crime.
And yet new providers keep popping up.
Yes, they do. I think it's inevitable, really, in some ways, because of as technology improves and things become more freely available, it creates an opportunity for criminals to take part of that from the legitimate providers. Our job is to keep monitoring that and to keep on top of it.
How lucrative a business can it be?
Well, for some of those who've developed big businesses, I think one of the ones I just spoke about had over £900,000 in, was €900,000 in criminal profits. So it can be very, very lucrative, and there's often organised crime involvement because they can create a lot of money, a lot of criminal money from their actions.
Can you foresee a situation where consumers are prosecuted, or is the sole focus likely to remain on the providers?
So our interest is on the providers because they're creating a network of people to be able to use the stolen content. But we can't really say that consumers will, the end user, if you like, will not get swept up in some of these operations in the future. But our focus at the moment is certainly on the providers.
Kieran Sharp there of the Federation Against Copyright Theft.